The debates Feingold wants would be held throughout Wisconsin. At least a few would be broadcast statewide. Wisconsin Public Radio would either co-sponsor or participate in three of them. Feingold says the public deserves an honest debate of the issues.
There have been an awful lot of TV ads, and there'll be plenty more. A lot more, I suspect, from one of my potential opponents. But TV ads alone should not decide this election.
Taking questions from reporters in Madison, Feingold also shot back at the charge that he's nothing but a career politician, a claim likely opponent Ron Johnson has made repeatedly. Feingold says it's not true, that he worked for two private Madison law firms for 6 years in addition to his experience in the state and U.S. Senate. Feingold says it's the kind of thing he'd highlight in a debate.
We need to have an opportunity to have something other than phony portrayals of my career or the false aspects of his career, and be side by side. I'd like him to come next to me and say to my face that I'm nothing but a career politician and that that isn't something worthy. And then I'd like to get into the issues. I'd like to hear what his plans are.
Ron Johnson's spokeswoman Sarah Sendek says that if Johnson earns the Republican nomination next Tuesday, he looks forward to debating Feingold and highlighting the senator's support of the federal stimulus and health care bills. Johnson faces Dave Westlake and Stephen Finn in the GOP primary. Feingold debated 2004 Republican opponent Tim Michaels 6 times between the primary and the general election. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.